Yeah, just thinking about this, that we've been talking quite a bit this morning about Hillary Clinton wrapping up the Democratic nomination for president, becoming the first woman to become the flag bearer for a political party in the United States. And it was brought to mind that, you know, we don't see that a lot in the professional golf business. I mean, we got the LPGA Tour, but you don't see a lot of women head pros. One of the exceptions is here in northern Michigan. We got to meet her last year, director of golf over at Mishaway, Judy Mason, who is engaged in a project at Mishaway that you're going to love hearing about if you're a golfer. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
So you cracked that that green ceiling a long time ago.
I've been doing this a while. I enjoy it.
I know you do, and the smile on your face gives it away. If nothing else, it's always there, Judy. Thank you. So Mishaway, here we are in northern Michigan. And you would never, ever think about anything but driving a cart up here.
Right.
And suddenly Mishaway says, you know what? Why not caddies? And you're starting a caddy program. This is unbelievable.
We are. We're very excited about it. The everything just lined up to give this program a shot this year, and we're off and running.
So why does it work for you?
Well, for one, the first thought was that the Mishaway Pines course lends itself to a great walking round of golf. It's hosted the Men's Michigan Amateur a couple times over the years. It's a very walkable golf course. And that was the first kind of inspiration. That coupled with the fact that we're surrounded at the Mishaway Pines course by the Mishaway community, which now has over 950 homes. So we have a number of youth looking for opportunities for the summer. And so the kids inspired me certainly to give this program a shot, giving kids a chance to get out, learn more about golf, learn more about being good citizens, reliable, responsible contributors to our community. So that was another inspiration.
Yeah, and Paul Biesnaus here, our buddy, who's the executive director of the Gaylord Area Convention and Tourism Bureau, and this is so cool to get into this this type of program with caddies that have gone away at so many clubs, and you know, others have strong programs in the Detroit area, but not every place in northern Michigan could use caddies. I mean, I think about here at Otsego Club, where you've got the one course, the Classic, which is more flatland. But you get back on the Tribute, you don't want to walk that course.
Yeah,
you know?
There are definitely a lot of courses that do not lend themselves. And when Judy had told us last year, we were so excited because, again, it adds another dimension. And Mishaway has such a great group of hardcore golfers, if you will, that are really passionate about the game and about Mishaway, and just really an outstanding program. I mean, I'm just excited about, again, it brings kids, it gets kids excited about the game, to be able to help, to learn more, to know every part of that course is just really an outstanding program. We're just really excited.
He's almost as excited as he was this morning when he posted the picture of a herd of elk that he saw on his walk.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
So, you know, we've got this great – Gaylord is a great trail destination. You know, we always talk about golf, but you look at the other things to do in Gaylord, and we rebranded with a message of all outdoors because we have over 100 lakes. We have some great bicycle trails and some great parks. We have a trail that starts in Gaylord that goes all the way to Mackinac City called the North Central Trail.
How far is
that? It's a 62-mile trail. And you will cross the Sturgeon River. You will see elk in their natural habitat and turkey and deer. And you can do any part of that trail. You know, you can do a 17-mile segment or a 30-mile segment.
That's at least a two-cigar walk.
Absolutely. good walk spoiled, right? But so Aspen Park is this great little park. We've got over 2 miles of paved trail, and it's an old growth stand of forest, and it borders an elk herd that's maintained by our city, and they also have some sika deer and some other deer and turkeys. And you will literally see that when you're out walking at Aspen Park. I go there almost every morning with my golden retriever, and this morning I'm walking by and here are 40 or so elk and a couple of deer and turkeys just sitting there, and I just like, this is what I see.
We humans, Judy, are so easily amused, aren't we?
I mean,
think about it. We see animals. We go, oh, look, an elk. It's like, well, yeah, they've been here for a long time.
Yeah, you know, in Gaylor, like Paul's saying, it lends itself to so many opportunities that you just don't see when you're down in the Detroit, Lansing, Grand Rapids area. So you come up here and you see a few deer run across the fairway, and it's exciting. So, yeah, we're looking out the window here. Just there's beautiful vistas, great views, and a lot of wildlife around here.
Well, even yesterday, you know, when it was cold and windy out, and we're bundling up and playing, and our friend Jeff Marcero is struggling and talking about how the cold is getting to him, and I said, okay, it's over. I got him now. But at any rate, no, we're going up this one hole, and there's a deer, you know, climbing up the hill over there near the cart path in the rocks, and it's those little things about northern Michigan that just are so cool. I just love it.
Well, out on this course, too, and out on the Tribute, you know, something that fascinates me and for our friend listeners from southeast Michigan, I just find fascinating, Gaylord has the highest elevation of any city in the Lower Peninsula, and we're the headwaters of five major rivers that flow out from the Gaylord area. And, I mean, you can go out there on the Tribute in places from around my home. There's water that literally comes out of the ground to start the Sturgeon River and to start the Pigeon River. We're on this big sand pile, and water, there's places on the Tribute I could show you where water literally comes out of the ground to start the Sturgeon River. And I just find that fascinating. Yeah. That's how pure it is. And as you mentioned, we do take that for granted sometimes,
and
I think.
And then there's the Gulf. And whether you're at Mishaway or Treetops or here at the Otsego Club, you're in Gaylord, and you've become the Gulf Mecca, and that's just the way it is.
We've been doing it now for nearly 30 years in 2017, it'll be 30 years.
I think it started right here at Otsego Club.
And it did, and I just was talking to the general manager this morning, and the Classic was built in 1957, mm-hmm. So they're going to be celebrating 60 years of the Classic. And the Gaylord Country, the original Gaylord Country Club, was the early 1900s, and they moved. But again, because of the beautiful area and the vistas we have, and the fact that our community works together to promote golf, and again, just the caliber, I mean, any of our golf courses, I would just invite
spectacular.
Any of
you. Yeah. Paul, thank you. Great to see you again. And Judy, congrats on keeping the Evans Scholarship opportunities alive for kids around the Mishaway area with that new caddy program.
Thank you very much.
Tip of the cap to you. Polite golf applause.
Thank you.